The Restoration of Honor Act, signed in November by Governor Andrew Cuomo, restores benefits to those given less than honorable discharges due to sexual orientation, as well as due to military sexual trauma, traumatic brain injury, or PTSD. Among those who went without benefits for decades is Jim Estep, a lieutenant in the U.S. Navy serving as an attack pilot from 1958 to 1964.
At that time, it was still a policy of don't ask, don't tell. It wasn't official. Okay, but it was the way we behaved. No one asked you what your sexual orientation was.
There were no complaints lodged against him, but he found himself swept up in his friend's investigation and subsequent discharge. And he says despite the fact there were no witnesses or claims against him, he was warned he would be court-martialed.
They dictated a confession that I had to sign. I did not write the confession. It was written for me, and it admitted to sexual contact with several enlisted men, names unknown, and several officers whose names I refused to give because it was all made up.
He decided to withdraw from the Navy, admitting in our interview he had intimate relations with a colleague, which was against the rules, but he pointed out that many of all ranks and sexual orientations had inappropriate relationships. 50 years later, Estep regrets his decision not to defend himself in court-martial. He welcomes New York's newly enacted law, but adds it won't change policy at the federal level. Dr. Walter Cook, senior caseworker for Congressman Brian Higgins' office, explains that each branch of the military has a panel that reviews individual cases of those trying to gain honorable discharge. But it's often a lengthy process and especially difficult for older veterans.
They'll also have to build the case. They'll have to find all the evidence. They sometimes need they'll need eyewitness accounts, and all those things are easier said than done, you know, finding all that evidence. So trying to make it right isn't always as easy as it seems, you know, even though there is a process in place.
Estep tried several times to appeal, but unsuccessfully, and has given up trying. He notes he was able to establish a career outside the military and did not necessarily need the benefits he lost, but he feels a camaraderie toward those who might.
And in terms of VA benefits, they can do it. Also, in state individuals can do it. So progress gets done. It sometimes means that you go around the outside to get your thing done.
The Restoration of Honor Act is just one step New York State has taken on behalf of LGBTQ veterans this year. In October, it became the first state in the nation to require all veteran service staff to be certified in LGBTQ and HIV-positive competency training. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.